Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen.
So the world of psychologists inform us that when we are faced with conflict, when we are up against opposition, when our fannies are in a sling, we are conditioned to respond in one of two ways. Fight or flight? Now, our resident mind readers could, I'm sure, affirm this for us, but I believe the scripture is capable enough here. When the enemy raises its head, whack it off. Rent the adversary asunder. Be a mighty fortress against evil. However, like Monty Python's brave-hearted knights, we dodge the chickens and we chant, "Run away! Run away!" Either way, either reaction is exactly that. Our action, our reaction. We battle for the Bible, we fight for the historic liturgy. We stand up for truth amidst the slings and the arrows. Or we hide in our churches, behind our computers. We run away to our correct hand-holding while in our hearts we are wringing those same hands in terror. Fight or flight, our action. Our reaction. Thus says the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel. In repentance and in rest, you shall be saved. In quietness and in trust shall be your strength. In other words, don't do anything. In quietness and in trust, be still and know that I am. Shut up and listen. Or for most of you, let go and let God. The people of Israel, the Israelites are in the midst of it. And God has already told them, already warned them, don't seek the help of Egypt, that broken reed. Do not prepare for battle. But then the Lord God says, and don't run away. Which is exactly what the Israelites want to do, intend to do. And so the words of our Lord. You flee on horses, not fast enough. You ride on swift steeds. Your pursuers are faster. You can run, but you can't run away. In quietness and in trust shall be your strength. You know, this world of ours not only frightens, it's noisy. So much loudness, so much strident ringing in our ears day after day, and it's so frightening, so confusing, so loud, so noisy that we feel the need to act or to react. What's the proper response? What's the correct answer? What's the best program? What's the proper commentary? You know, how can I serve? Where's the best place to serve? How can I con the placement people? How high should I jump? When? For whom? Yes, we have met the enemy, and he is us. Be still and know that he is God. In quietness and in trust shall be your strength. Fight or flight, be still and know The Lord God is the commander of his army, and he fights for us, not with us. I wait upon the Lord. My soul waits, and in his word do I hope. But because the Israelites refused to wait, because they refused to be still and know, the Lord God himself waits. Therefore, the Lord waits to be gracious to you. How long? How long, O Lord? How long? Until the people are returned from exile? Until the covenantal relationship is restored? Until such a time as the Lord God himself becomes flesh to dwell among us. The Lord God, at such a time, until the time is full, the fullness of time, until our time. For the time has come, and the Christ has come. He has come and exalted himself upon a cross that he might pour out his mercy upon us. He has been lifted up on a tree that we might look and see our sins and be saved. The sacrifice is complete, the blood is shed, and we are redeemed. And those who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They should mount up on wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Be still and know that he is God. For thus says the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel, in repentance and rest you shall be saved. In quietness and in trust shall be your strength. Blessed is he who waits for the Lord. For in the fullness of time, our time, he sent his Son. In Jesus' name, amen.